Spaceman knows you just gotta have Hostess Twinkies along. Even space girls know it. You get a big delight in every bite. Delicious Hostess cream-filled Twinkies taste out of this world. With luscious creamy white filling inside, soft golden sponge cake outside. You get a big delight in every bite. Yep, smart spacemen always have plenty of good taste in Twinkies along. Wherever they go. Hostess Twinkies.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I called before.
Yeah.
About playing the song all the way through.
We almost made it.
I know. Are you guys from like Bakersfield or something?
Of course. How did you guess?
Yeah, the armpit of the country.
Yeah, I know. You guys, the kind of music and the really lame stuff that you guys are playing kind of makes me think that you're from like Fresno or something like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you are now witnessing the Godfather noise. Yo, hit me off with something funky, baby. DJ, DJ,
Super DJ, please hit me off with a selection.
Pete Rock, CO Small. Yo, Pete, there's a girl on the phone.
Hello?
Tell her the hope. Tell her the hope because I'm busy kicking beats to the rhythm.
Rozelle signing off.
Thank you. George Buckus did the last word he said. Don't put no shortening in my bread.
My visa. Captain? Captain?
How many times have you been to China?
Can
I'm
see
here.
You?
I can't use my headset here.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
I accidentally had too many peanuts.
This is my first time here.
I lost my balance. I fell on the headset. Sorry about that.
I have a quick question. Why is...
I hear that China
I've been stuck back in the cabin with the stewardess. And she keeps talking to herself.
Say no more, my friend. Say no more. That's what the little plastic signs are for.
But that's not the,
You should go see
there's something
Grand
else, I need to bring up with you. Arnold Schwarzenegger is on the
of
wing.
Of course, I'll go to the Great Wall.
Well, we're beelining towards the Great Wall, so
thanks.
Do something about that. Pronto.
Can we bring him in?
You know what happened last time we brought him in? I'd really rather
do
not.
Do you have anything to declare?
Miss Breezy? Miss Breezy, can you let Arnold in? He's...
Oh, yeah, the governor. The governor's on the wing.
Can we bring him in?
Oh, sure. Hold on. Let me open the emergency exit.
Okay, great. Perfect. Thank you.
Well, it doesn't seem like it made a whole lot of difference there. We're losing a little bit of altitude, but I think we can pull back on the throttle here and regain what we lost. Your captain speaking. We're cruising at a cool 35,000 feet. Don't mind the sudden presence of the California governor. That's a standard occurrence here on the lighter than air. We'll be touching down at Xanadu in just about 20 minutes, where the temperature is 74 degrees Fahrenheit, which is an Austrian word, and you know you can ask about that.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner. It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups. This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed. Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and to get your mind ready for the workout. Now listen to this music and begin moving in halftime. Stretch all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 knee bends with me. I call them squats, and they're excellent for getting the blood moving into your knees and legs. With your feet shoulder width apart and keeping your back straight, bend down until your thighs are parallel to the floor. Breathe in as you go down and out as you come up. Ready now? Down, up, down, up.
Demons create a fantastic energy and are by nature ferocious. And when you cast a spell, you must know you will attract them. If demons are allowed freedom for venting the madness, they can be diabolical. They are the reasons behind haunted houses, howling storms, lost keys, droopy hair, nagging associates, and cool lovers. If you're strong, maybe you can ignore demons. But why not invite them into a magic circle? Your magic circle. Control their energies. Use them to see into your future beyond tomorrow. Throw a handful of rosebuds high into the air and let them fall and scatter where they will. Demons will gather. Their ranting and raving will create wild, exciting vibrations. While they wail, stare into the center of the circle. As you softly whisper the name of their demon king, he will come and answer any three questions about your future. As soon as he has spoken, perform a spell, because the energy within the magic circle must be dissipated, what will escape and create havoc in your life. When the magic is done, destroy the circle. To make a magic circle, draw a 3-foot wide chalk circle and cover it with a fine wheat flour. Then place 3 black beans in the center and cover them with cloves, salt, and basil. 3 red candles should be flaming at the top part of the magic area. Now scatter the rosebuds. The demons will gather. Keep brave. They are helpless. Now will be the time for you to see into your future. Stare into the center of the circle, and as they wail, softly whisper the name of their demon king. Softly. Sakra El-Marid. Demon energy is best used to stimulate clandestine relationships.
Wouldn't it be sad if there were no cones?
No, not ice cream cones.
Cones are soul brothers with processed points at the tips of their foreheads. Some wear lime green phosphorescent imitation leather jackets and pants. Others are fairly normal formal, excepting those flood ankles on their bright orange slacks.
That's a flashy outfit, Minnie Mama. Hey now, hey now, hey now, I could kiss your thigh.
They stand in front of the Wiggy a go go and slap their chins. We really respect them for their confidence. It's too bad everyone can't be as confident as a cone. They're great losers. Do the skate shingling boogaloo.
Come on with me and we'll spin some fine platters, darling.
Oh, cones. You send us with your fantastic lines.
What's your favorite form of recreation, darling? Hey now, hey now, hey now, I could kiss your thigh. Say, Snow White, can I give you a ride in my out-of-sight metal flake Bonneville? Hey, darling, you come here with me, woman, to my righteous pad in L.A., and we can booze it up and have some fine loving.
The runway was soaked, and the pilot was coming in too high and too fast.
No change. Everything exactly as it had been before. But no, the clock said 6:31 when I started, and now it was 8:09. And the candle, shorter by inches. And yet by my watch, which was in the machine with me, only a few seconds had passed. It was disconcerting to see the sun arc in less than a minute. To see a snail race by. My flowers flinging wide their petals to embrace the new day. And the hours speeding across the face of my sundial. And the flowers closing their eyes for the night. It was wonderful. Changes that normally took hours occurring in seconds. And as yet I was traveling very slowly. What if I went faster? So I pushed the lever on toward even greater speed. As I went along, I gained experience in handling the machine. I found that I could stop for a day, an hour, or even for a second to observe. Then go ahead a year or two. Thus, I was able to see the changing world in a series of glimpses. Suddenly, in 1940, I began to be buffeted from side to side. My first thought was that the machine had a mechanical defect or a part had worn out.
Piove ancora a dirotto. There is thunder and lightning.
Then I realized the truth of the matter. This was a new war. I decided to push on into time and see the outcome of this. Then my house was hit. The flames shot up into the sky and my home was gone in an instant. And I found myself in the open air. The years rolled by. Everything unfamiliar. Except the smile of my never-aging friend. But what was this? Weird sounds all around me. What could it be? My curiosity compelled me to stop. How many centuries, how many eons must pass before the wind and rain could wear away the mountain that enclosed me? Still war being waged on the ground above me. If man would still exist on Earth when I saw the sun again. The centuries rolled by. I put my trust in time and waited for the rock to wear down around me. I was free again. Thousands of centuries had passed, but the earth had stayed green. There was no winter, no wars. Had man finally learned to control both the elements and himself? I had to stop and find out.
I love her. But now she's gone. I love her.
Daddy, 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 da